Illegal alien pleads not guilty to murdering Lachlan Riley, prosecutors will not seek death penalty. By John Binder on May 31, 2024. The illegal alien accused of murdering 22-year-old Lachlan Riley has pleaded not guilty to 10 counts, including murder and kidnapping. Prosecutors said they will not seek the death penalty. On Friday, 26-year-old illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra of Venezuela pleaded not guilty to 10 counts related to the murder of Lachlan Riley, who was found brutally beaten to death on the University of Georgia, UGA, campus on February 22. The district attorney for the Western Judicial Circuit will not seek the death penalty against Ibarra, instead seeking life in prison without the possibility of parole. Ibarra was indicted on May 8 for felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault with intent to rape, kidnapping with bodily injury, obstructing a person making a 911 phone call, and tampering with evidence. Prosecutors allege that on February 22, when Riley went for a morning jog, Ibarra kidnapped her after preventing her from making a 911 call. Then, Ibarra allegedly attempted to rape Riley before brutally strangling her and beating her until she was dead. Riley's body was found the same day in a wooded area on the UGA campus. Prosecutors say that on the day Ibarra allegedly murdered Riley, he spied on a different UGA student by looking through his/her apartment window. Riley's murder has sparked nationwide outrage over unfettered illegal immigration to the United States on President Joe Biden's watch. Related exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations crosses border into Arizona. As Breitbart News reported, according to his case file, Ibarra was first encountered at the U.S.-Mexico border near El Paso, Texas, on September 8, 2022. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Officials cited detention capacity as the reason Ibarra was awarded parole and released into the U.S. Interior despite there having been available detention space. On July 19, 2023, Ibarra reported to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials in New York City for a biometric appointment where he was fingerprinted. The results of those fingerprints showed that Ibarra had a prior criminal history, his case file states. On September 14, 2023, Ibarra was arrested for acting in a manner that could injure a child. Despite the charge, Ibarra was not prosecuted, and the arrest was expunged. 2 months later, in November 2023, Ibarra applied for an Employment Authorization Document, EAD, with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. On December 9, 2023, Ibarra's work permit application was approved. Less than 3 months after securing the work permit, Ibarra was charged with Riley's murder. Ibarra remains in the Clark County Jail without bail. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.